Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I'd like to share with you in the next days here on the subject of having a heart of gratitude. We teach our children, at least I hope you do, to say thank you, please, and pardon me. And good manners are very important lessons that children need to learn. Good manners, in fact, are biblical. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, the King James says, "Be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners." Now, I know manners there is not referring specifically to saying please and thank you and pardon me. The actual Greek word there implies moral habits and character. Evil associations corrupt good moral habits and character. However, I believe there is a parallel there. Good manners, being well-mannered, is very important. Think about it with me for a minute. How well do you think someone would be interested in hearing the gospel presented to them by someone who is crude and very ill-mannered? I don't think anyone would be inclined to listen very easily, very well. Do you? I think it's right and fitting that the people of God have good manners and live that way. We are called to be a thankful people and to have the praise of God on our lips daily. The psalmist said in Psalm 100, listen to these words, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." That's interesting. Psalmist says here in those verses, we're to enter into his gates. We come into God's presence with thanksgiving, and into his courts or his presence with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. You know, I think a lot of times when we begin praying to God, so often it's give me this, give me this, give me that, bless this person, bless that, bless this, give me that, give me this, instead of coming into his presence with praise, with thanksgiving, thanking him for who he is, what he's done for us, and praising him and blessing him. So being thankful, praising God, is biblical. It's necessary. Colossians 3:15 says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." There it is again. That's the New Testament. We're to be a thankful people. How is it with you? Are you a person that's thankful? Do you have a heart of gratitude, praise, not only to others, to God too? Back again to the Psalms. There's so many verses in the Psalms that tell us to be thankful. Listen to some of them. Here's Psalm 50, verse 14. "Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High." Psalm 95, verse 2 says, "Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms." Psalm 107, verse 1 says, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." And then verse 8 of that same psalm says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men." The psalms are just full of verses like that. Here's another one in Psalm 147. "Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God." Psalm 103. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." That's a heart of thanksgiving, folks. Verse 13 in that same Psalm 103 says, "Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him." Verse 14, "For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust." What a blessing. God pities us. Those that fear him, he loves us, he pities us. He knows that we are made of dust. He knows that we're prone to failure. He knows that we have weaknesses, and he pities us. Philippians 4, verse 6, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." That's a good one. When we pray, again, like I said before, even with requests, it says here, we're to come with thanksgiving. Thankfulness. "In everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Last time you asked God for something, did you thank him for something too? Colossians 4, verse 2. "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving." So being thankful, having a heart of gratitude, is a call upon the life of God's people. We are called to have God's praise on our lips daily. We are called to be a thankful people. It's not just a good idea to have good manners and being thankful and saying, "Please and pardon me." God is calling us to be good manner, to be thankful. We need to have a heart of gratitude, heart of gratitude and praise. When the children of Israel came into the land of Canaan, after they had left Egypt, God finally brought them to Canaan. It was no accident that God told them in Deuteronomy 6 that they were not to forget him. With all the abundant blessings that they had, they soon forgot God. They were unthankful. Is there a lesson in that for us? There absolutely is. It's imperative that we have a heart of thankfulness daily. I think tomorrow we'll go into Deuteronomy 6. We'll look at that a little bit more carefully. But I think we'll leave that for today. Having a heart of gratitude. Remember that when we come into the presence of God, when we come into his presence, when we pray to the Lord, and it's good, it's all right to have burdens, to have requests. God is our Father, and it's right that we ask him for things. Jesus said, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find." But we need to come with a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving. God has done so much for us. We need to be a thankful people and express that gratitude to him in a right way, thanking him, praising him daily. Well, may the Lord bless your day. Be a thankful person today. Have a heart of gratitude. And I know maybe you're saying, "But Roy, you have no idea what I'm going through right now." Well, I don't know what you're facing in life. Maybe your struggles, your battles are pretty hard right now. But remember this. When the Israelites went out to battle at times, God instructed them to sing as they went. There's power in that. God blessed them and fought their battles for them as they sang and went into the battle. With a heart of gratitude, they faced their battle, thanking God for the things He did for them, and God fought their battles for them, and they were victorious. And God does that for us too, folks. He does. So I encourage you today, maybe you're facing something pretty hard. Maybe you're in the middle of some deep water, and it's just pretty hard. It's a pretty hard struggle for you. Well, come into the presence of God with thanksgiving and praise and worship and song, and see if God won't fight your battles for you. God bless you. Walk in His strength today, but have a heart of gratitude.